Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face them alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, certified financial planner and founder of Crystal Clear Finances, and I am excited to be here with you, especially of all days. It's Christmas. So Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. I pray that this be such a blessed day full of memories and laughter that you'll be able to enjoy what the true meaning of Christmas is. You know, as I begin to think about just speaking to you on this day, it didn't seem appropriate to be talking about all the finances and what's going on in the economy of the world, but to really focus on something even more precious, something that's more valuable. And to me, that would be the memories that we create with family. And I know many times the world is teaching us and society is teaching us about things we need to buy and places we need to go and things that we can be worrying about and everything else, except for really what's truly important, which is having that time and connection with people that we love. You know, as I began to think about Christmas and what the memories are that we're going to have this year, I was walking through the office getting ready to actually tape this program because, yes, I am not in my office in the radio studio on Christmas morning. I'm with family, which I hope you are too. And again, family can be community, doesn't have to be our flesh and blood, but it can be people who love us and care for us. Well, as I was walking through my office, getting ready to pre-tape this program for Christmas morning, our administrative assistant, her name's Carmi, she's wonderful. Whenever you call the office, she's the voice you hear on the phone. Well, I said to her, I said, I am so glad that we decided to take Christmas Eve off. Of course, we have Christmas Day off, but we took Christmas Eve off because there is nothing critical and pressing that needs to be done. And she stopped me. And she said, I'm thrilled too. I have two little boys and they said, Mom, I am so glad you get to have all day Christmas Eve with us and all day on Christmas. And you know, she said, that is one of the best gifts you can give me. And as I began walking to the studio, I thought about what she said. Really, the best gifts that are out there are the gifts of our presence, of being able to be with one another. So I thought today on our program, what I'm going to do is share a few Christmas memories that I have, but also I want to evoke in you the importance of understanding how memories really do make an impact on how we face life. And yes, I will circle it back to the impact of memories and how that influences how we do money, but we're not going to hang out there a lot. But we do need to understand that what's happening today, wherever you are, memories are being made. Now, I know when I think back about the memories that I have for Christmas, I have two that stand out the most for me as a parent. I remember the first one, Melanie, who is my oldest daughter. She was about 3 years old. And Stephanie, who was 13 months later. Yes, that close together. She was two. And so I remember it was Christmas morning. I was so excited, like most parents are. And I had done what most parents had done. I had overbought and the tree was full of gifts, three different type of dolls. Back then, Fisher Price was really a big thing. So I had everything I thought that my children would want, those two underneath the tree. And I remember them getting up in the morning. I remember me literally handing the gift to Melanie. She unwrapped it slowly, just looking at where everything was. And then it was a doll. And so she opened the doll and she hugged the doll. And I remember she was wearing Cookie Monster slippers and she began to walk away from the tree. And I'm like, oh, wait, no, Mel, there's more. And I took the doll from her hand and put it on the couch and handed her another gift in which she tried to walk away again. Like, I want to go play with this, Mom. But I was so determined that I was going to give her every gift that by the time we finished Christmas and she got to the end of the tree, she was literally, I had trained her to unwrap a gift, smile and say thank you, throw it on the couch and look for something else. Aye, what a teaching moment that was for me. At the end of the day, I thought back and said, ooh, that was not a good thing I did. I should have just bought the one gift, had her unwrap it, and then played with it with her for a while. And then when she got bored, we could have went back to the tree and maybe there would be another gift. And at that time, play with it, teach her to appreciate what was given and then to make memories with the gift that was given. So I learned that the hard way. So in the years to come, we began to alter that a little bit so that we learned, no, we're not unwrapping gifts and then just throwing it on the couch and waiting for the next one. We're going to savor the thought, the reason, and the gift that was given to us. So I always remember that one. Now, if you've heard my story, you know that there was a time in our lives where George and I and the kids, we went through, or we actually went to Consumer Credit Counseling Service. This was before I became a certified financial planner and a fiduciary. This was what actually got me started into the industry, because I had reached a place where I'm like, okay, so the largest client from my husband's trucking company went bankrupt and left us with thousands of dollars of unpaid invoices. And I didn't understand how money worked. Oh, don't get me wrong. I knew how to spend money. But back then, when I was in my early 20s, I didn't understand the savings and principles. I didn't understand compounding interest, the danger of credit card debt, all these different areas. And so when I made decisions, they were based on what I felt was good, what felt right to me. So when everything fell apart with the trucking company because of losing the largest client, we had to figure this out. And I remember crying out to God, saying, God, if you'll just help me understand how this money thing works, I'll help teach others, which I've spent my life doing. Here I am 24 years later, loving it and knowing we're making impact in clients' lives. But the memory that came from this is when we went through this hard time and we began that spiral down, you know, the company closed, we went to consumer credit counseling and they said, you're so far in the hole. This is such a mess. We don't know how to get this all paid off. We think you should just declare bankruptcy. And we were like, no, we're not going to do that. Create a plan. They told us no. We went back and said, please beg them literally to help us get this plan together, which they did. And they said, here it is. This is a 7-year plan. And what you're going to do is if you miss any payments of this, not only will all your credit card debt come back, because we had put on the credit card how to pay our employees, you know how they give you those little checks that are attached to your credit card. We had used those. We were so naive. And so we had all this debt. And they said, if you miss a payment, the debt comes back and all the interest with it. So here we have this 7-year plan. Barely getting by. I remember my husband got a job at a trucking company and then they put him on minimum wage while they're training him. Then they decided to go on strike. It was a crazy 7-year season of our life where we're like, you want to learn how to pray? Just go through something like that and that'll plug in. So as we went through that, there was seasons, years where literally the kids didn't have Christmas presents. We would get socks and underwear for them because those were necessities, but there wasn't anything else. And you know what the cool thing is? I'll always remember this memory. And I'm sure you probably have memories like this too, where there was this one lady in the church, Barb and Sonny Langdon, no relation to us as far as Langdon being the same last name, but they were in our church. Now, we didn't tell anyone. We were very embarrassed what we were walking through, even though a lot of it stemmed from, you know, the trucking company, the largest customer going bankrupt. We were still embarrassed that we had made some poor choices on how we responded to that. So nobody knew we were going through this hardship. So this couple, Barb and Sonny Langdon, every year for about 5 years would show up on Christmas Eve and they say, hey, we just want to drop off some goodies for your kids. And by then I had all three of my children. So we had Melanie, Stephanie, and George. And they drop off gifts. So now the kids would have underneath the tree, socks, underwear, and then whatever gift they brought. Well, this continued for 5 years. And I remember the year that we finally went debt-free. We finally paid it off. And boy, what a journey that was just to get there. We won't go into all of that today. But the point of it was, is that when we finally paid that off, Barb and Sonny Langdon stopped bringing gifts. So years later, I went to her and I said, hey, Barb, and I was giving my testimony somewhere. And by then I had started the financial planning business. We had started it out just as, hey, we'll help people set budgets up. We'll help them with their cash flow. And then as I got more and more licensed and as I began to get more training and really involved in the industry, then I began to get my licenses and my certified financial planning designation. All those different components came later on. But once she heard about what we had gone through, I was talking to her about it. And I said, Barb, why did you actually stop? And she says, it was the oddest thing, Crystal. Every year I'd be in the store shopping for my grandkids, picking up gifts for them. And I would see a gift and it would remind me of Melanie. I'd pick up a horse for her, or I'd get a doll for Stephanie, or for Bubby, you know, for little George, we would get him an action figure or a little Nerf gun that they would show up with. And she said, in just one year, I didn't see anything in the store that reminded me of them. So I didn't buy anything. And I want to pause here because that's not the full memory that I want to share. But I say that because how many of us have been through a store or we've been doing something and somebody comes to mind? When they come to mind, we're like, oh, that's just me. I don't really need to send flowers. That's just me. I don't need to bake them a cake or give them a call or send them a text. That's just me. I would dare say, mind the checks. When people come to mind, there's usually a reason for it. And I am so grateful that Barb and Sunny Langdon, when they saw something that inside it quickened them and reminded them of my children, they were able to respond, bought the gifts, and that's what gave my kids Christmas gifts for 5 years. And I'm always grateful for that. So I encourage you to just be sensitive when things like that happen in life. And I know here I am, certified financial planner, actually saying it's okay to spend money on gifts at a prompting. Who would have thought? But we have to follow the leadings. So now when we talk about this memory, we talk about the fact that my kids were little, we had food pantry, we had people from the church that didn't even know we were going to the food pantry showing up with gifts on Christmas. So my favorite Christmas memory is that Christmas where we were finally debt-free. The one that Barb and Sunny Langdon, they didn't bring any more gifts. This is the one where we could actually buy the kids gifts. Because remember, if I go back to the first story that we started our program with today, in the beginning, we had plenty of money. I would overbuy for the kids. Then we went through those 7 years of just raw pain of getting out of debt and becoming debt free, paying the price, learning how money worked, and then saying, God, help me help others. So we get to this Christmas morning. I just want you to think about this with me. By now, my kids are used to, you get your stocking that has socks and underwear in it, and then you get a gift, maybe two, if Barb and Sunny brought two, under the tree, and that's what you get. And then we go into the kitchen and we make French toast and we have maple syrup and we have breakfast together. And then we just play a game and we just hang out. We watch, you know, Disney movies. Bambi and Justin Morgan had a horse. These were the favorites in the household. So we would do that. And that was our Christmas day. So this is what they're used to. So that morning we're debt free. Kids don't understand what that really means about being debt free. So we say, okay, this is what we're going to do. And we went out, George and I, and we bought all these different gifts. Now, we didn't go hog wild because we had learned from the beginning, but we went out. They each got good 4 or 5 gifts each. So now we have Christmas morning under the tree. We just put their stocking. We put the socks and underwear in the stocking. And we pick out one of the gifts that we had bought and we put it under the tree. The rest of them we hid in the closet. And the kids aren't thinking, why would they think to look in the closet for gifts? Because they hadn't been used to getting any. So we were okay there. So now the kids, they come out in the morning. We open up the stockings. We read the Christmas story. They open up the one gift. They're thankful for it. I remember Bub's got this little Tykes thing. And so we go through, play with it. Then we go into the kitchen and begin making French toast. So while George is making French toast and the kids are chatting and we have the Christmas music on and they're wearing their Sesame Street slippers and Melanie with her Cookie Monster and slippers and all, they're in the kitchen just having fun with Dad. I go into the living room, go into the closet, pull out the remaining gifts and put them under the tree. Then I go into the kitchen and I'm like, hey guys, listen, before we eat breakfast, we need to go in and we need to clean up the wrapping paper. So they're like, okay, Mom. I mean, it probably wasn't that cheery, but they say, okay. So now, and I'm like, nope, you all have to go. So they all come in there and I will always remember this moment. They just stood there like not comprehending that there were presents under the tree. And now there are 3 kids. And if they're each getting at least 4 gifts, so there's at least 12 gifts under the tree that weren't there earlier and hadn't been there for years. And I remember them looking and I remember us telling them, guys, we did it. We're out of the hole. We're debt free. Mommy and Daddy are going to be able to buy you cookies in your lunch now. We're going to be able to buy you presents. We're going to be able to do those things that you always cried about, that you saw all your friends doing. We're going to be able to engage back in life. Things are going to be different. And I remember sitting down. Now, do I remember what gifts they had? No, but I do remember that special time where they began to realize and life began to change for us again. But we didn't go back to the first way where we overdid it, but we came into a balance and they were so appreciative. And you know, to this day, they still are. And I share that story because, you know, sometimes we equate Christmas. What was the best gift we got that year? What my challenge to you as you're listening today is to think back. What are the best Christmas memories that you have? Chances are, I'm thinking, it may not be some big gift that you got, but it was an action that someone took towards you, or a game that you played and the laughter that was there, or the Christmas meal that you had, or just that feeling of being home and being wanted. There's so much that's wrapped up into the Christmas. And as we go through this season, not just Christmas Day, but even as we take this into the new year, one of my encouragements would be, and I even wrote this in my letter, my card that I sent out to all of our clients, is to understand that if we place all our value in our finances and in our resources and in the stock market, then we get to the place where that is what controls our emotions, that's what controls our feelings, and that lets us decide if we're going to have a good day or a bad day, and that should not be. Yes, we want to be mindful of what's going in the stock market, the economy. Yes, I absolutely believe you should have a financial plan in place. But I also know that we start our meetings in a word of prayer in which we acknowledge that God, you are the one that ultimately provides for all of our needs according to your riches and glory. You're the one that took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and multiplied it. So here's what we'll do. We'll do the best job possible in getting the 5 loaves and 2 fishes in the right place, put in the right type of investment, saved the right way. And when the time comes for our need to be filled, we're trusting that you're going to bring the multiplication. And it is so awesome to see God provide that. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick 60-second break. Then we're going to be back with more Crystal Clear Finances because I want to talk about where we are today, some of the memories and traditions we're doing in the Langdon household so that you can evaluate too. What are the traditions that you're doing? How are you seeing things progressing in your family? Where are you in that stage? And we'll be back in just 60 seconds with more Crystal Clear Finances. The world is changing, and what worked before with finances may not work now. This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. With economic, political, and global changes happening daily, it's easy to make reactional decisions or choose to ignore finances altogether. Neither one is a good idea. Working with a faith-based financial planner who understands finances and the shifting dynamics of our economy can provide you the direction and confidence needed to navigate the daily financial changes. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. It is such a pleasure to be here with you. I am so honored to have all of my clients here at Crystal Clear Finances. We've been so blessed over the past 24 years to be a fiduciary, to speak into your lives, to help you build solid financial plans that are based on biblically responsible investments. And today we're talking about Christmas memories, that even though we have investments and savings and life insurance and estate planning, it is the memories that we have with those we love that are the most precious of all. And my encouragement, even more than saying invest in a fund, is to invest in the lives of those that you love. Take the time to spend with them. I am so excited that we were able to say, you know what? We're not working Christmas Eve. We're going to take the time and we're going to go home. And I know for a lot of people, well, don't you always know? In the past, we didn't always, but we have learned over time that more important than just doing one more thing is to make sure we have time with family and those we love. So I wanted to finish our discussion today. I had shared about how earlier in the program, Christmases that I've had when my children are little, but now that they're older, in fact, now this past week, I became a grandma finally. And so now little Quentin Black is part of our family. And I was able to have the joy of spending a whole week with him, snuggling with him and walking the floors with him, singing the same songs I rocked my kids to sleep with. So it's such a pleasure to have him as part of our lives now. But as our kids have gotten older, our traditions have changed, right? We went from just giving gifts, then we went to gifts and an ornament that reflected what happened during the year. And I love this year how we're transitioning. So this is the first year in the Langdon household where we're not giving gifts to each other. In fact, what we're doing is we're giving a card, and you might say, well, really? A Hallmark card for $5? Woohoo. No, we're giving a card that's blank inside. And inside, each person is writing a message to whoever they're giving it to. So I'm writing a card to each one of my children, expressing my love for them, what I've seen for them over the year. I am literally speaking into their lives because I know there may come a day, which is many, many years from now, where I can't be here and I want something written down. These will become mini love letters to my children in the future. And so we've started that process. And what we've decided is, it's because we are blessed, instead of buying gifts for each other, we now decide, well, let's start giving to different organizations. So one of the organizations I'm super excited about, in fact, Crystal Clear Finances helped with it this year. So not just our family personally, but our office, was This Is Christmas. And it's right through our church at My Redeemer over on Schoolhouse Road. For those of you who know the area, love going there. And it's a great way to have an outreach to the children who need coats and gloves and hats and a toy for Christmas, where the parents can come in, they can shop, we can get it all wrapped for them. Because I've been there, as I shared before, I've been where you go to the food pantry and you know what's there? The leftover expired food for many people that they didn't want. So here I am picking through this for, oh, yay, I get stale Cheerios for my kids. So I am always now attentive for food pantries and making sure that there's warm clothes and a gift for children in our community, because I had the children that needed that at one point in my life. And you know, that makes you wonder, and I would ask you, what are some hard times that you have been through in your life that have really challenged you, where you're like, oh, I never would have had a compassionate spot towards this area if I hadn't walked through it myself. And I truly believe that if I hadn't gone through those 7 years of near bankruptcy and crying out to God of saying, hey, teach me how this money thing works, then I wouldn't be the Money Mama certified financial planner that I am today. It took the hardship. And when we respond to hardship and we let it grow and we let it help us grow, I should say, then we're able to transition. And many people, it was from the place where they have been wounded or hurt or hardship where the growth comes from, and they're able to walk out their destiny. Yes, a little preaching today. So when I tell about these stories about why we're doing this outreach to This Is Christmas or other organizations, it's something now, it was very exciting to say to my son the other day, hey, you know, I really didn't get you something this year because we're doing this outreach, right? We're still okay with it. He goes, Mom, it was so exciting to write a check and know that I bought gifts and gloves and hat and a coat, because that could have been me, Mom. And I said, that's right. One day that was you, and you're making sure that that child experiences what you wished you had been able to experience. And you did, by those who did care. That's why we always give quality food to the food pantry. Just side note there. The other place that we were excited this year to give is Horses for Heroes, because we very much believe and are so grateful for those who serve our country. I think when we look at Crystal Clear Finances or just look at the Langdon family, we're extremely patriotic. We love our country. We love the destiny that God has for our country. And we want to honor those who have served. So Heroes, Horses for Heroes, I keep flipping them back and forth, is an organization where veterans who have come back or have experienced trauma and are having trouble reassimilating back into society. You know, you can go over there, you can shoot a gun, you can kill people, and then you come home and these guys don't know how to function, and they're not honored, in my opinion, the way they should be. So Heroes for Horses Horses for Heroes is an organization that has the veterans come in and they match them up with a horse. And they go on this 40-day wilderness journey where they're going to go on this trail where it's them, a group of 10 other guys, each have their horses that they're responsible for, 10 other vets that they're with, plus, you know, the group that's taking them, which is led by, you know, I believe he was a Navy SEAL, very, you know, covert operations type of things. He was the one that actually started the organization, which again goes back to what I say, look for the places of hurt or places where there has been a deep struggle in a person's life and then follow it through and just check to see if that isn't the very area where they are anointed and running businesses or reaching out to people. That's my story with Crystal Clear Finances, right? Started from God teach me this money thing. Well, here you have Micah, the head of Horses for Heroes, and he talks about this is a way to help them bond with the horses, get back to nature, and they're able to assimilate them and really break down some walls so they can experience healing. And they're showing such a success rate for them. And so I'm really excited to be able to give and donate there. And we were excited as well because our son-in-law, we were able to name one of the horses for him. So what a great time. Now, why do I share that? Because we're awesome? No. I share that because when it comes to Christmas and it comes to giving, it really is not about us. It's about making impact and loving on people to the best of our abilities. So as we come to the close of our Christmas program today, I want to encourage you, wherever you are, let's take a moment and think about what are maybe those earliest childhood memories that you have when it comes to Christmas. Maybe on a different program, since we ran out of time today, we'll talk about how those early childhood memories of money influence you as an adult. Well, just think about this. The early childhood memories that you have from Christmas, they also, you bring them into adulthood, right? So we want to think back, what are those memories? The other area that I would challenge you today is begin thinking, okay, so if what Crystal's saying about it's the places of hurt and deep challenge where the growth comes and many times the destiny is found, what are those areas of deep changes and growth in your life? And begin to think through and say, have I experienced the healing in there? And am I starting to function and at least have compassion for others in that area? And we're all in different places in our journey. It took 24 years to be where I am today, but I remember going through the process, and that's what we want to be doing, going through the process. So your homework assignment, ponder, what are my Christmas memories? And what are the areas of my life where there have been significant challenges? And have they cultivated a place of compassion within me? Because it will be fun to see if you're actually stepping out in that compassion and making impact. And then the third area is just that gentle reminder that the greatest gifts you have are the gift of love and the gift of being able to pour into the lives of one another. And I know there's someone saying, Crystal, the greatest gift is that Jesus died on the cross. I agree. But I'm talking about what we can do for one another is to begin having compassion, to realize the gift that they're seeking is not something that costs physical money, but many times what they're seeking is your presence, not the presence. They want your presence there to be totally attentive to their needs and to see them. And as we close this program today, I just speak blessing over you. I see you. And I am here for you when you have financial questions. We pray that our presence here at Crystal Clear Finances brings financial clarity, breakthrough, and confidence to you in every financial situation. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.